The Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra is the only professional chamber orchestra in the region. Its 32 members are led by music director Misha Santora, who is busy planning for the October 9th opening concert of CCO's 40th anniversary season. And here to tell us about what the season holds and that very first special concert is Executive Director Thomas Mariner. Hey, Tom.
Good evening.
40 years.
It's amazing. And I've been in and around this orchestra for off and on for 30 of them, something like that. So it's amazing to me, really.
You've got a wonderful season planned. I mean, all these great collaborations that you guys do, it's all over the place. So let's just start by talking about that very first concert.
Sure. Well, we're thrilled to welcome a group called Time for Three. They're a string trio, which on the surface kind of sounds like, oh, okay, fine. Two violins and a string bass, which is a bit of an unusual combination. What makes Time for Three unique is that these three guys were steeped in improvisational music growing up. And then they all went to the esteemed Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where they met, and they all figured out that in addition to having these great classical chops, they are masters of improvisation, and they love bluegrass and blues and jazz, and they still get a kick out of pop music and hip-hop, and it's amazing what they are able to do to break through the barriers that exist between genres. So we're absolutely thrilled to have them here.
Is this their first time in Cincinnati?
This is their first time, which is surprising because they've been ensemble in residence at the Indianapolis Symphony for a number of years now. I want to say five or six at least.
Well, there's some great examples of what they do if you had not heard of them before on YouTube.
On lots of YouTube, yes.
And TF3 is sort of their...
Yeah, they go by TF3.
But it's October 9th. We forgot to mention that. October 9th at 7:30, and the venue's the School for Creative and Performing Arts.
Yep. It's a special time. I should kind of make note of this. We're typically on Sunday afternoons. This concert, in order to get them in between kind of major gigs elsewhere, we're doing it as kind of a special opening night Wednesday evening.
Okay. So. And you are in different venues, which we'll cover as we go through your season. But you move on to an annual collaboration concert that you have with the Vocal Arts Ensemble on November 17th.
Right. VAE and the CCO have performed together off and on since the 1982-83 season regularly. I think it's been every year since 2002 or 3, certainly somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 years. And we alternate each year, music director of VAE 1 year and Misha the next year. So Misha will conduct this concert. Two masterworks, two centuries apart, Mozart's great mass in C minor, which many consider to be the equal of, if not superior to, his famous Requiem. And a wonderful piece by an Estonian composer, Arvo Pärt, setting of the ancient prayer, Te Deum. One of the great things about this concert is the venue. We have discovered, I don't know why people don't sing here more regularly, but St. Catherine of Siena Church, which is in Westwood, just 5 minutes from I-75, up off of Montana Avenue, is this glorious arched sanctuary, and the sound is rich and full and beautiful. And we think is just a perfect venue for showing off these two great composers.
Then I have to sing your praises for bringing a production of Amahl and the Night Visitors. Tell us a little bit about this production, because it just premiered last year.
It did. Last year was our first year. It actually had been in the works for a number of years. It premiered last year. It is a collaboration with Madcap Puppets, which is the wonderful Westwood-based national puppet theatrical company here. It is a mixture of live human beings and puppets, larger than life-size puppets. They're 9 and 10 feet tall as the three kings. So we have a boy and his mother and the three kings and a page and some shepherds all on stage side by side with the CCO and the Edgecliff Vocal Ensemble from Xavier. So it's a wonderful combination of, I don't want to say, serious music is the wrong way, substantial art music. It's an opera. It's not just a kid's show. It's beloved by adults, but also wonderful for kids, I would say, age 3 and 4 on up. The audible gasp as the puppets come on stage is something we actually started to listen for each night. So.
How fun. And you do have 6 performances.
We sold 97% of tickets last year. So in order to meet what we hope will be increased demand, we have added 2 additional performances this year. So there will be 6 between December 20th and December 23rd.
And then you start the new year on January 26th with a new collaborating partner.
Right.
No stranger to dance lovers in town. The ballet has worked with Missy's group. But tell us about Exhale Dance Tribe.
we started thinking about doing a dance collaboration as part of our 40th anniversary. And really the first name that came out of Misha's mouth was Exhale Dance Tribe. He had seen their work and had heard great things about their work with other people and just said, I want to do something with them. This particular program is going to be a world premiere collaboration. The choreography is going to be done to a series of works over the course of, I would guess, probably about 45, 50 minutes worth of music, which ranges from Bach to pretty avant-garde, with some kind of substantive mid-20th century in between. But the real beauty is in the way the story that the music will tell, especially enhanced by dance and lighting, etc. So we're thrilled to be doing this as a world premiere production.
Where's the venue?
This will be also at SCPA. We should note, too, they have a new start time for our SCPA concerts and also the concert at St. Catherine, and that is 4 o'clock. We did some market research and found out that people really wanted a later start time to be able to kind of roll this into a dinner afterwards or something like that. We used to start at 2 o'clock. Now it's 4 o'clock.
Your 40th anniversary gala. You've got to have a gala if you've got an anniversary like this.
Well, exactly right. And so we thought we want to do something different and special. But also, I've attended the CCO gala for a number of years in my other duties as co-publisher of Express Cincinnati Magazine. And one of the things I noticed was that, gosh, we really don't showcase the orchestra. So this is my first year as executive director, and I thought we need to have people see the orchestra. So we're going to do a concert slash gala, and the only real venue that fits for us to do this in is the Cincinnati Masonic Center down on East 5th Street. And so there's an 800-seat auditorium upstairs where we'll do a bit of a shorter concert, probably an hour and a quarter, something like that, and then come downstairs for light bites and the entire evening is Latin-themed. The title is Fuego. So there will be 20th century orchestral kind of Latin dance music upstairs. We're collaborating with the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra. So they'll play some big band, Latin big band things in the second half of our concert. And then we go downstairs to the music of Tropicozo and food and drink, etc., all designed to make the March blues go away. It's March 8th is
perfect.
The date.
And then you wrap up the season with soprano Sarah Coburn. Now, for folks who've not heard of her, tell us about her.
It's truly a very special instrument, first and foremost. But she's the loveliest, nicest person in the world, too. So you have this combination of all this warmth that comes out of her performances. But she has stratospheric high notes. So it will be the things that she loves to sing most. It's music of Verdi, it's music of Bellini and Donizetti, which were written to show off the singer. That's the whole purpose of this music in the kind of the middle of the 19th century. And so we're going to let her do that. But I think the best word that describes Sarah is either breathtaking or we're actually calling the concert mesmerizing, because that's what her performances typically are. And people will have likely seen her at Cincinnati Opera a couple of times in the last 4 or 5 years, most recently in Rose and Cavalier this past summer. So we're thrilled to have her come, and it's a great way to end on what we like to say, several high notes for our 40th anniversary.
Okay. And that sounds like a really intimate and special way to hear her.
It really is, because the acoustic is lovely and clear at SCPA, and she will be just literally 75 feet from you.
Well, it's been great speaking with you. Tom Mariner, Executive Director of the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, which opens its 40th season on October 9th at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. Please note that their performances throughout the season are at various venues. You can learn more about ticket sales and where and when by visiting our website, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.